A group that first worked to raise awareness about the dangers posed by former military installations on St. Lawrence Island is now broadening its work to include the entire Norton Sound region. From KNOM in Nome, Jesse Zink reports.
St. Lawrence Island, off the coast of the Seward Peninsula, is one of the closest parts of Alaska to the Russian mainland. During the Cold War, the military installed a White Alice site on the island's northeast cape as part of its early warning system. There was another installation at the other end of the island near the community of Gamble.
St. Lawrence Island was the eyes and ears of the North during the Cold War, and they basically abandoned Northeast Cape. They were there over 20 years, and at Gamble, they dug big pits and buried everything.
Vi Wyahee was raised on St. Lawrence Island and now works for Alaska Community Action on Toxics. Her group has worked with islanders over the last several years to document the effects of the contaminants left behind at the defense sites. Savunga's Jane Kava has been involved with the research effort in her community, conducting household surveys.
Through the surveys, we've noticed that in every family we go into, there's always somebody that's had cancer, that's died from cancer, or that's recovered from cancer. There's also a lot of thyroid and respiratory problems, which we've never had before.
With grant money from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, ACAT held a week-long course in Nome last month with students from 12 villages in the region. Students learned how to conduct their own environmental sampling program to monitor some of the estimated 30 formerly used defense sites in the region. Kava says they've used a wide range of techniques in Savunga to keep track of changes.
We started out doing elder interviews. We need to listen to what they have to say, use their words to recognize that things are changing, health-wise and weather-wise. We did blood samples, and all the levels we found in the blood samples were higher than anywhere else in the United States. Currently, we're doing health surveys. We're testing our food.
The effect on subsistence resources in some parts of the island has been particularly pronounced, says Wyahee.
At Northeast Cape, the Sokle River, which was one of the most abundant fishing rivers on our island, there's no more fish. Fish have never returned. We have no more seal haulouts just off the coast of Northeast Cape, plus no more tomcod fishing. The plants that we've tested for contaminants, there's PCBs in them.
The Army Corps of Engineers has led a cleanup effort in the region for the past several years. Community members are involved in the process through local restoration advisory boards. Still, Wyahee says it's a slow payback for the help the military received.
Our people welcome the military. They help rescue downed planes. Our men joined the Alaska National Guard. And our people are very patriotic of our contributions. And the injustice done by the military, not only on our island, but in a lot of these other Norton Sound communities, it's been really hard trying to hold the military accountable.
Reporting from Nome, I'm Jesse Zink.